Third parak of Shabbos Mishnah, we're continuing the halachas of Bishul on Shabbos. We mentioned before that something that was heated up by the fire, even if it's not on the fire, is also to cook on. So now we're going to go into the halachas of Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, what is Mevashel and what is not. Hameichem Shepinohu. You have a pot which you heated up water in, and you poured out the water, but the pot remained hot. You're not going to put a cold water into it to heat up the water, because this is a Kli Rishon, which is still Mevashel. You are to put into this, or into a cup which is was heated up with hot liquid. You pour it from the pot into this cup. So the cup and even the contents of the cup are cliched, and they're not mevashel anymore, and therefore you're allowed to add more water to the cup, and in order just to, it won't cook it, it will just by adding some more water to this hot pot or hot liquid in the cup, it'll make it a little bit less warm or heat up the water a little bit, but it won't actually cook the water. So also in the case of the pot, even though it's a Kli Rishon, but if you put a lot of water in it in the fashion that if you put so much water in it, it'll never get the water to, you have to let it flow to a heat that's considered cooking, it's permitted. So once again, Kli Rishon is also to put uncooked food in, unless you're putting a quantity of food in it that's going to cool it off to the extent that the food that you put in will never get cooked. The liquid you put in will never get cooked. And Klisheni, you're allowed to put non-cooked food. There's a whole discussion of Kali, Habishul, certain things that can get cooked very easily, which may be a problem with Klisheni. That is something that one has to learn the halachas of Kali, Habishul. Ilfot, Vagdei, Shavir, Milutokim, a person has a pot, a frying pan, or a deep pot, and he took them off the fire when they were still boiling hot. He's not allowed to put the spices into them. This is the same idea, that spices are going to get cooked in this Kli Rishon. If he has a plate with a hot soup in it, you're allowed to put spices into that, because it's a Kli Sheni, and a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. So we see here clearly that even if some amatme and kaladishal things that can be easily cooked in a Kli Sheni, the spices are not considered kaladish. You have to put spices into a Kli Sheni. Or it's a chatamchu, it's another type of big bowl, which is a Kli Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Noitin Chutz Midosh Yish B'Chayim V'Tzeir. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient, and he says that even a Kli Rishon you're allowed to put non-cooked things, unless something that has vinegar and tzir is the juice that comes out of the fish. These are either spicy or salty things that for some reason make it easier to be cooked. But something, regular food which does not have that nature, you would be able to put it into Kli Rishon called Rabbi Yehuda. We do not pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass it in Kli Rishon as Mevashel everything. Kli Sheni, spices is definitely not Mevashel, and other things has to do with a special concept called Kali Adishel, which we're not going to go into today.